Today's share in the Dear Shu Mishnah Brura Yomi program is Daf Reish Chof Aleph Amud Aleph. We are in the fourth volume of Mishnah Brura in the middle of Simon Shin Samach Gimel. And we had started Sif Yud Beis, indeed read the entire Mechaber, but we still had a Mishnah Brura to catch up on, and then the Ramah. So let's just remind ourselves, we were talking in Sif Yud Beis about a person that had a lechi that came up on its own. For example, we had brought down a tree grew there or something like that. And in this situation, we said if this lechi extended out more than four amos, so then it wasn't the lechi anymore, it was now called the wall, and you needed a lechi acher lahatiro. And we said that you should put the lechi on the other side. Alternatively, if you made the extension out over here, either thicker or thinner, like we saw in the diagrams at the bottom of the page in the tsiyurim, which was either diagram number 2 or diagram number 7, which can also be seen in the Dirshu footnote number 29 in the top diagram or in the bottom diagram on the right, that would also be an acceptable lechi because it would be recognizable as a lechi. Mishnah Berurah in Sifkat Mem Aleph, that's where we left off yesterday, said, the imhem midol shem lechi, as opposed to, however, if you put it up yourself as a lechi, not that it came up by itself, then apilu rochav arba amos have a lechi, then even if it's longer than four amos, it still can function as a lechi, k'moshe kosa b'agah, as the Ramah is going to tell us momentarily. Sifkat Mem Beis, arba amos, if it extends more than four amos, the arba amos have a shir kosa mabui, because if it extends four amos, it's now considered a wall over here, and therefore, v'leko hekeira, cloud the lechi, and it doesn't look like a lechi, it looks like a wall. And since the wall is more than free space than it is wall, so therefore, up until Abel, ad arba amos, duchal lechashul lechi, up to four amos, it can be a lechi. V'hu desam cholah be'erev Shabbos, as long as you specifically intended to use it on Erev Shabbos as a lechi, as we also learned v'chanal in Sif Yud Aleph in yesterday's shir. Now, the Ramah tells us over here, hagah, v'mehemido l'shem lechi, if you intentionally put up this lechi, even though it's greater than four amos, but you put it up as a lechi, not that it came up on its own. And in this situation, the Ramah explains the isle kala, it has a voice to it, shetiknu lechi lemovi zeh, that it was specifically made to enclose this fourth wall over here. So then, the Ramah tells us, afilu rochav arba amos hevi lechi, even if it's greater than four amos wide, it is still considered halachically a good valid lechi, since you intended it to be such, and you put it up in that way. The issue of footnote number 38 brings down, where you didn't put it up as a lechi. The Das Torah asks over here, what happens if a person made an announcement, I want it to be a lechi? Is that considered a kol or not? And he's left with a uncertainty. The Mishnah Berurah in Sifkat Mem Gimel explains further, what din yosem is that even if it's more than four amos, not just a little bit more than four amos, but even if it's a lot more than four amos, if you intentionally put it up as a lechi, it works. Why? He says the reason is, v'tam, the mishum deriba bepesach hamavi bestimoso lo gara milechi diyama, because by making a larger lechi, it can't be worse than having a smaller lechi. As long as you did it l'shem lechi, he brings down from Rashi, it's perfectly good. The issue footnote number 39 brings down, afilu im lo had midas kol adalet amos, even if all four amos over here that you have weren't made l'shem lechi. Let's say there was three amos over there, and now you put up the fourth amma, so it's greater than four amos over here, but you only made the last part, the last amma of the four amos is a lechi. So he says, from the name of the Chazonish, that that also works. Sharizek also is kula l'shem lechi. It's as if you made the whole thing l'shem lechi, as long as you made the concluding part that's greater than four amos, that was made l'shem lechi, it works as well. Now we go on to Sif Yud Gimel. Mechaber writes, Lechi hamoshech im dofno shomovui, shehamit chudo keneged ovi hakosel. We're talking about a situation that looks something, not exactly, like the issue footnote number 40, the diagram, where you have over here what would be a lechi, and it's extending exactly along where the wall was on one of the sides of the mavui, and you extend that out further. And that's what the Mechaber is telling us over here, hamoshech im dofno, it extends out with the wall of the mavui, shehemid chudo keneged ovi akosa, but you only have the point of the lechi, it's not fully flush with the side of the wall. This would be somewhat like the diagram that we had yesterday in the issue footnote number 29, with either the top diagram according to the Perush of Rashi, or the bottom diagram according to the Perush of Tosos. And one can say, deshava mi bifnim, the nearer be b'chutz, from the inside, there's nothing apparent about this lechi, it looks like just a continuation of the wall. From the outside, however, it can perfectly be seen and visualized as a lechi. And that's what the Mishnah Berurah tells us in Sifkat Mem Dalet, it extends outwardly, orech hamavi, according to the length of the mavi, it just is a continued extension of the side walls. And he adds, she'ein chudo shalechi, the point part of the lechi, so to say, the side of the lechi, that is, along its long axis, mechase kol ovi adofen. It doesn't cover up all the thickness of the dofen, exactly like you see in the bottom diagram in the issue footnote number 29 that we've already mentioned several times, or like the schematization diagram on the bottom of the previous page in sira number 7. So in this situation, if it's pachus mi'arba amos, if this extension is less than 4 amos long, nido mishum lechi, it is a perfectly valid lechi, or mishtamish imchudo hapnimi, and you start off the point where the Erev, so to say, exists from the inner part which touches the side wall, from the pointy part, so to say, that's touching the wall, from that point going across, it encloses the Mavui. The Mishnah Berurah adds in Sifkat Memhei, Ela Kotzar Mimenu, the pointy part, so to say, the point where the extension of the Lechi is touching the wall, so that point, it doesn't fully encompass the entire width of the wall, it's somewhat thinner, the nimshach lahol, and it extends outward, letzad achori ha-mavoy, to either, like Rashi says, to the side of the mavoy, or straight out, like Tosa says, ukemosh tzianu leil b'sif tes mishabru, as we had already pointed out, l'shifi shitas Rashi, l'fi shitas Tosos. So this was discussed already, and this is a perfectly good lechi. However, if it's arba amos, extension goes out 4 amos or more, then nido mishum vavi. Then it's just an extension of the mavi wall. But also lishtamish b'chol mavi. Then it's as if there's no lechi there at all. And this is a open mavi, and you can't go carry anywhere within it. Shari ein kan lechi, because halachically we don't have a lechi over there. The Mishnah Berurah in Sif Katan Mem Vav explains imchudo pnimi. We said its pointy part is, so to say, against the wall. In other words, it's not encompassing the entire width of the wall on the side of the mavui. Rotsu lo mashu mutter ayideh lechi. In this situation, the lechi that doesn't extend out more than 4 amos, it's permissible l'shtamish b'chol ha-mavui. You can carry within the entire mavui until that point. Ad chudo ha-pnimi shal lechi v'lo yoser. You can't go at the far end of the lechi that you've made, but at the beginning of the lechi, which is attached to the wall, up to that point you can carry. It's considered enclosed as a lechi. We're going to learn the Ben Halachai and Mutl Ishtamish. In between two lechis you can carry. Here it's different. Why? The Ha'atzad Hasheni Kotzim is there, because on the other side, which doesn't have the extension, it's shorter. Shein Dofen Kineged Lechi. And you don't have any wall over there against this part of the lechi that's sticking out. So you can only do it from the very initial part of the lechi where it touches the wall. That goes across to the other side. And behind that, so to say, in the Mavi, you're allowed to carry. But if it extended out arba amos, then it's not a lechi. And you can see this picture in Dirshu footnote number 40 in the diagram there. It extends out more than 4 amos, and therefore it is no good. And the Mishnah Berurah explains, in Sifkan Mem Zayin, the Kivin, the Hu arba amos, since it's at least 4 amos, Shuba amos shir orach mavi, that is the length of a mavi. So now this is considered an extension of the mavi. It's a wall of the mavi, not a lechi. Yod semitaras lechi, it no longer is a lechi, even next level calls a mavi, and it's considered a wall of a mavi. And therefore this mavi has no lechi, and it's no good to carry it. Likewise, v'chei mavi sh'asali orech ha-mavi lifnim l'chayayim kitanim habi ritzufim b'pachus mishlosh ha-tvachim zeh etzozeh b'meshach arba amos. If you have a number of vertical posts over here, and you can see this in Dirshu footnote number 41 of the diagram, that you have a number of vertical posts over here that are all within 3 tvachim of each other, so you have the principle of lavud, so it's as if you have a board over there that extends a total of 4 amos, so then eino nitar mavi bezeh, that also doesn't function as a lechi in this situation. The kivin shein b'pachus mishlosh ha-tvachim zeh mizeh, since each of the vertical posts over here is within 3 tvachim of each other, chashuvim kulam kalechi yachod, they're considered like one block over here because of the principle of lavud, and the total length, shemachzik arba amos mirachbo, the total length over here is going to be 4 amos, the yotzi mitaras lechi, and it's no longer over here going to be called a lechi. The nechshav kikosel, it's like the wall of the mavoi, the ain lechi lemavoi zeh, and it has no lechi on it. However, the Mishnah Berurah does add, and we call makom, nevertheless, im halechi arishon sh'omei bikotzi hamavoi, eino omei bishav im tzei hamavoi, if the first lechi in this column over here, which is at the start of the end of the wall of the mavoi, eino omid b'shave, it's not equal im k'tzei ha-mavi, with the end of the mavi, elo nimshach k'tzas min ha-mavi lefnim, is a little bit extended into the mavi, nida mishum lechi, then it is functioning as a lechi, kivon shenira mibuchos, because from the outside, it is visible. And therefore, this is a classic case where it's not visible from the inside, but it's visible from the outside, so it would be, in fact, a good lechi. Back to the Mechaber, he says, if it does extend out more than 4 amos, then it's not considered a good lechi. And he says, v'asur l'shtamis v'chol ha-mavi, you wouldn't be allowed to go carry in the entire mavi, sh'arei ein kan lechi, because there is no lechi over here. And the Mishnah Berurah says, in Sifkat Memches, in this situation, d'zeh asur afilu ha'amad l'shem lechi, even if it was put up l'shem lechi, it would not be good. We said before that you're allowed to, if you put it up l'shem nechli, to have it even more than four amos. He says this is different. This is not like the din that we just said above, that if you intentionally put up more than four amos, but you put it up as a lechi, it does work. The matirin sham keshemi the l'shem lechi, when you put it up for the purposes of a lechi, it does work even if it's more than four amos. Over there we said it works. The hosam halohem it hablito l'ro chav amodui minista ma'idei zeh psichosa. In that situation, it blocked off the mavui. You put it up as a lechi, and v'alkein lo gar milechi mashu. Why should it be any worse than a simple lechi? Just because it's an extended lechi, it shouldn't make it worse. But here, mashen kein hocha, here, then immediately arko, here you're extending the wall of the mavui, u'mechzei kemosif od halakosan, and all it does is looking like you're adding onto the wall as opposed to making a lechi. Sif Yudalit, the Mechaber writes, Od yesh hechsher achel mavui haporetz beruach revias. There's another way the Mechaber tells us that you can go and correct a mavui that is open on one side, on the fourth side over here to the Rishus HaRabim, to the Carmelis. And he says, you can make something called a korah. You can make a horizontal bar that goes from one side to the other that extends over the exit way or the entrance way, depending on your perspective, of this mavui. And you can see a depiction of this in the issue footnote number 43 in the diagram. Mishnah Berurah says in Sifkot Memtes, Sha'ayidei Zeh, based upon putting this horizontal bar there, yeah, hecker, it's recognizable, Shalayovo lahachlif l'talta Rosh Hashanah and Gemurah, that you're not dealing over here with Rosh Hashanah and Gemurah, the Mavui, and therefore a person is allowed to carry in that area, because it technically is a real Rosh Hashanah Yochid, Begam Shalayovo l'talta Mimenov L'chutz, and since there's a bar above you, you're going to say, hey, I better not go from this Rosh Hashanah into the Mavui, or from the Mavui into the Rosh Hashanah. So it's a constant reminder that you shouldn't carry from one Rosh Hashanah into the other. And therefore, as long as this bar is arosh hamavui, the Mishnah Berurah Sifkat Nun explains, Rotsu Lomar, the Mechaber is telling us over here, Biktzei hamavui, it's at the end of the mavui. Then mimido b'emtz hamavui, ayin l'kamim b'sif lamed beis. If you put it in the middle of the mavui, then different dinim apply, which we'll learn in Mitz Hashem in Sif Lamed Beis in a couple of days. Mechaber adds an additional caveat, and he says, in order for this korah, this beam over here, to be a valuable hecker, tzarech shi'anichenu al kosleh hamavui, it has to lie on the two walls of the mavui, on the two sides, as you can see again depicted in Dirshu footnote number 43 in the diagram. And the Chofetz Chaim in the Bir Halacha Dibra Maskel al kosleh hamavui explains that this is here to teach us lafuke shloi anichenu mibachutz. You can't put it outside, as we're going to learn in a moment. Aval hu adin dafilu bechalol shapredami. Even if it's in the space over here, it would be also good as well. It just can't extend outside the space of the mavui. The Mechaber continues and he says, Aval, however, im noatz shtei yisedos, if you in fact put in two posts beyond the mavui, eitz al mavui, that is right adjacent to the mavui, but outside the mavui, bechutz, on the other side, in the Rishus HaRabim, afilu besamuch, even if it's right next to it, besamuch lo, right next to the wall, as you can see in the Dirshu footnote number 44 in the diagram over there, it's really touching even the walls, but it's to the side, and it's extending into the Rishus HaRabim, it's not in the mavui. So you have these pins or whatever it is that you extend it into the walls, and now you put the korah over here, the beam, on top of those pins, it's right adjacent to the walls, but it's outside the mavui, then in that situation, it's possible it's no good. Mishnah Berurah explains in Sifkat Nun Aleph, if you put in these posts over here outside, or you put in pegs into the wall, he's telling us over here that you put two pegs into the wall over here, and then you rest the korah on top of it. You have a pass on each side, but it's extending into the Rishus HaRabim. Again, as you can clearly see in Dirshu footnote number 44 in the diagram. Even if it's right adjacent to it, the point is, even if the posts over here that you have, the pegs that you put into the wall are very short, so it's literally leaning on the wall. Even though the korah is now physically adjacent, touching even the walls of the mavui, below shum hefsek ben time, there's no space in them. Nevertheless, afilu hachi pasul, it's no good. Why? At time, the reasoning is the korah agabik solim boinim, because the law is that this korah has to be on top of the walls, not attached to them. Shein nira shabal hachshia mavui, because otherwise it doesn't look like it's coming to make this into an enclosed mavui. Unless shehu toch halol shemavi, has to be in the airspace of the mavi. It can't be outside the airspace of the mavi. Shein deru shum tikra v'shum korah, because it's not normal for a ceiling or for a horizontal bar. The korah over here lasita el agabi yaksolim v'lo mibchutz. It normally is placed on top of the walls. That's where a ceiling is. You don't have it extending outwards as you do in the pegs in the wall on the side, as deru shum footnote number 44 of the diagram shows. And this is true v'dafka korah, only by a korah. Abel, however, lechi lo boinim toch halol shemavi. A lechi doesn't have to be within the airspace of the mavi. It could be right outside. El afilu chutz l'chalol hamavi. It could be even a little bit outside the mavi. Ukein hayi d'sif gimel hanal, as we've already learned. the time of the meal. So the reason why a lechi can be outside and a korah has to be inside is has to do with the nature of it. The lechi afilu omed bachutz, even if a lechi is right outside, nikor sheba lahach shemavi. The only purpose is to enclose the mavi. Mashen came b'korah, but a bar across the top doesn't serve that purpose unless it's within the airspace of the mavi. The chanal, as we've already explained. And therefore, the Mishnah Berurah explains, Sivkot and Beis, it's no good if the Korah is outside the Mavi airspace. However, v'yimnoatz shtei yisedus pakarka, if you put two vertical posts in the karka right outside, samuch l'kosle ha-mavui, right next to the Mavi, mizeh mizeh mibachutz, v'niya korolem, if you put two vertical posts there, not pegs into the wall, but you actually have two vertical posts that are right adjacent to the wall that are in the Rishus HaRabim, kosher mitam lechi, that does work as a lechi, and it would be absolutely kosher to carry in this area, brought down the name of the Olah Shabbos, the Aliyah Rabbah, and other achronim. I think before I may have mistakenly said that that case I included in the case of the peg in the wall. That's not the case. The peg in the wall is no good if it's outside, the korah is outside, but if you have a lechi, a post in the ground, it is absolutely good. I want to correct that if I didn't say it correctly before. Siv Tesvav, the Mechaber writes, B'tzorer she'anichenu kidei lahatir ha'movi. In order for this korah to go and work, to allow the movi to be considered halachically enclosed, it must be placed there intentionally to enclose this mavui. However, avolam lo nases l'shem kach, if you didn't put this horizontal bar there for the purposes of being a korah to enclose the mavui, afilu samchu ala amir of Shabbos, psula. Then even in a situation where you recognize it was there before Shabbos and you said, wow, this is a great korah, but you didn't put it up as a korah for the purposes of enclosing the mavui, it doesn't work, it is no good. The Mishnah Berurah Sivkot Nun Gimel explains, why is it no good if you didn't put it up, l'shem korah? Because he says, in this situation, ke'oso shenostim korah, mikosa l'kosa l'chazik ha'tzolam, because sometimes you put up a heavy beam to, so to say, keep the wall steady, so that the wall shouldn't move. V'chol ki agabna, or for any other purpose. So therefore, if it's not l'shem heker over here that you're enclosing the mavui, it doesn't work. And therefore, Sivkot Nun Dalet, even if you relied upon it after you put it up, say, wow, this is a great idea, I really should put it up to strengthen the walls, but now I'm going to use it as a korah to enclose this mavui, it's no good. I belechi, it is good. After belechi, kaim alon b'sifiyat aleph, dim som cholam me'erev Shabbos mahani afilu b'omim me'elav. By a lechi, this would work, but by a korah, it doesn't. Why is there a difference? So shiny hosim the lechi mishum mechitza, because a lechi works because it's functioning as a wall. O mechitza o medes me'elav gam kein heavy mechitza, and therefore, even if it was put up on its own, it functions as a wall. Avol korah mishum heker, a korah works not as a pseudo wall, but it works as a reminder, and therefore, o kishlo hunchol l'shem kach lo heavy heker. And if you don't put it up specifically for the purpose of reminding you, it can't function as a reminder. The Mishnah Berurah adds, he says, look at the Prima Gadim, I am the Prima Gadim, Shabbat Tzadid, who adds over here, Da'afilu haya korah rechava arba tvachim, even if this korah is very wide, it's at least four tvachim wide, even there, gam kein lo mahani, it will not work, but he says, I am in the Bir Halacha for further discussion. If you look in the Bir Halacha, Dibra Maskul Psula, so the Chafetz Chaim writes that we just brought down the name of the Prima Gadim, Da'afilu haya korah rechava arba tvachim, gam kein psula, it's no good, because it won't function as a heker in that situation. But he brings out other opinions and say it doesn't work because of a heker, if it's so thick and big. It works because of the principle of p'tikra yorid v'sosem. So maybe in that situation, it might be good according to these poskim, but he brings down in Dirshu footnote number 46 from the Das Torah that in this situation where it's no good, it's talking about where the beam over here was circular in some way, or it's bent in some way, that we wouldn't be able to say p'tikra yorid v'sosem, and that's why it would not be good. Ayin sham. Bottom line is, the Chavetz Chaim says v'tzarechi, and one requires further delving into this to see what the pure halacha is. Sifte Zayin, the Mechaber writes, Korah zu, she'amarnu tzricha shir. This Korah that we said is good requires also to have a certain shear to it, a certain size to it. That size, the Mishnah says, in Sifkot Nun Hei, we're going to learn about in tomorrow's shir, Ukhti Lekameh, B'Sifyud Zayin. It's going to have a certain width to it, it's going to have a certain strength to it, Mitzvah Shem, in tomorrow's shir, in Sifyud Zayin, we'll learn that. And the Mechaber continues and he says, therefore, Lefikach, imasoh me'atzei asherah, here in this situation, as opposed to the lechi, which we learned the other day, is good if it's from wood of an asherah tree, here, since you require a minimal shir, that's more than just a mashahu, so then if you make it from wood that is forbidden, it is persula, it is no good. The Mishnah explains in Sifkot Nun Vav, this din that you can't use asherah wood doesn't only apply over here, it applies in any situation where there is a minimal shear required, for example, like a lulav. We've already pointed out in previous shear on Sif Beis, where we're talking about a pashal arba tvachim b'tzad echad, that we said instead of a lechi, you could use a pas of arba tvachim if it's on one side, or a lechi on each side, so there you needed a certain substance if it's four tvachim, so there an asherah would be no good as well. So to here, the korah can't be from an asherah because it needs to have a certain substance, as opposed to a situation where a lechi could be a mashu, therefore we said an asherah would be good in that situation. Mishnah Berurah Sivkot Nun Zayin explains, the Asherah tree is a tree that was worshipped. Sha'avod Yisrael, a Jewish person worshipped this tree, Shein Labitel, and a Jewish person can't be Mevatel, his own Avodah Zorah. Or alternatively, O Afilu Shalakam, it could have belonged originally to an Akam, but a Jewish person cut it down in Ketzotza Yisrael, because if the Akam cut it down, the Ketzotza Akam, Halunas Batel Mela, that's what better way is to show that he doesn't want this as an Avodah Zorah. He cut it down. As we'll learn in Yoredeya, Simon Kuf Membav Sivvav. So here we're talking about when the Jewish person cut it down, Unatala, list goes by, he took the pieces of wood to go and acquire them. Now it becomes the Avodas Kochavim that belongs to a Jewish person, Dein Labito can never be nullified. Elfika Chaminin, the Kasuse Michtas. Therefore, we say that the shear over here is cut off. Avalam Loda Talay Solis Kosba, but if the Jewish person picked it up not to acquire it, then it still belongs to the Avodas Kochavim. Halil Avodas Kochavim Shal Nachri belongs to the guy, the Yesh Labito, and he can go and nullify it. For Kivin the Yesh Labito, since it has the ability to be nullified, Lo Aminimba, we do not say automatically, Kisuse Michtas, that the shear is gone. Afilu Kodim Shin Espatel, even before the guy nullified it, we still consider it already that it has substance to it, and we don't say that the shear is gone. But if it's not nullified, the Mechaber told us it's psula. Why? The kivin del sreifa kaimu, because it has to be burnt over here. Kisuse mechta shir, it has officially halachically no shir, and therefore it can't have the necessary substance, the requirement for a korah to have. With that, we conclude today's shir.